Hey, St. John. Welcome to the Post Sermon Podcast. I am Deaconess Dahlia, and with me today is Vicar Tim.
Hello.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well. It's a beautiful day outside.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so we're going to be discussing your sermon from this past Wednesday, actually. So these Wednesday sermons have all been centered around the parable of the prodigal son.
Yes.
And then yours this week had like a different scripture that you were also focusing on, right?
Yeah. So we heard the reading of the parable of the prodigal son once again, but we also heard from Genesis 3:22-24, which is basically the short little account of God driving Adam and Eve out of the garden after the fall into sin.
That they went east of Eden.
Yes, right? East of Eden.
So the theme then for the sermon had to do with home.
Yes. I mean, this is a theme, an idea that I think we all deal with at some points in our lives, having some kind of longing to be home. Now, I told my story of how I still long for this childhood home of mine. And so that was one of the reasons why, like, this whole theme just really resonated with me. I felt very personal because I've struggled with this feeling of longing for home. And even just like in the last 4 years, I've lived in 5 different places.
That's a lot of moves, yes. In a very short period of time.
Yeah. And I'll have even more in the next couple years. So this theme of home resonated with me, and as I kind of laid out in the sermon, like, at different times in our lives, we're all going to long for home in some way or another. Whether it's like me longing for a home that's in the past, or even people who have never felt at home, that's a very real feeling that people just, they've never been home, and they want to be at home. Also, just that reminder that at some point, even it may be all, way off in the future, but at some point, home is no longer going to feel like home. And you really just can't go back to the way things were. You can't just turn back the clock and make the place you were home, home again.
Yeah, and then going to the text, and you brought this up in your sermon with Adam and Eve, but they probably were having that same longing for the home that they'd had in the garden, right?
Yeah, I have to imagine so. I mean, they, unlike any other human, they remembered what it was like to live in paradise, to live without sin, to live with God. I can only imagine what that longing must have felt like, and knowing that it was their fault that they were cast out of the garden, and that even if they could return, it wouldn't be the same. I mean, the garden was meant for God to dwell with man, and I mean, Adam and Eve, in a sense, they kind of ruined it. They sinned, and they can't just go back on their own. Of course, that's why we needed Jesus. You know, God sent his son Jesus into the world. He sent him east of Eden to dwell with us, to save us and to bring us back home.
Yeah, so do you think that longing for home that I think we all have it, right, in some form of or another, that comes back to just longing for God in a sense?
I think so, in a way. That, I mean, we were created to be in unity with God, to dwell with him. We weren't created to dwell east of Eden. And so, yeah, in a sense, I think that longing goes all the way back to this longing of the fact that we're not living with God. We're not dwelling with him anymore. But at the same time, we get to look ahead to the day when we will get to live with him again. On that last day, you know, God will welcome us home into the new creation with him. I mean, we'll be living in a new Eden. Creation will be restored. It'll be right here on this earth, but it'll be perfect again, just as it was before the fall.
You know, before this podcast and after you had preached your sermon, we were talking a little bit at the soup supper, and how this is such a big theme just throughout scripture too. I mean, Adam and Eve, of course, are a perfect example, and we know in our own lives as well. But we had talked about, like, with the Israelites when they were awaiting the promised land. And then, I mean, just when they were also exiled, right? And they had to wait a really long time. And many of them, after they were exiled, didn't live to see the day where they could return to their home.
Yeah. And even when they returned, it wasn't always the same.
No, it wasn't the same.
I think of when they build the second temple for the first time, and some of them wept because it wasn't anything close to what Solomon's temple had been. And they still remembered Solomon's temple. It just wasn't the same.
And that was, I mean, that goes back to the example you gave of your childhood home, right? Like, yeah. you know, it still exists, and you look at pictures, but there's like a new garage and it's repainted. Yeah. It's not what it used to be.
In some ways, it hardly looks the same. But yeah, and of course, you can tie in the prodigal son as well, in that you have these two brothers who just aren't at home. And it's like race, I think that's one of the reasons why it resonates so much with people, because we can recognize those feelings of the younger brother not being at home because he physically leaves. But also the older brother, he's physically there with his father, but he's just not at home. He's letting his own self-righteousness, his angers, frustrations get in the way of the fact that he's there with his father, but he just doesn't feel at home.
Yeah, it's like his sin was getting in the way, right?
Yeah, of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like the part when you brought in the prodigal son to your sermon. You'd mentioned how the younger son, when he went off and he squandered his father's inheritance, that he probably wasn't thinking about home at that moment. Like, he wasn't longing. He was kind of, you know, indulging and maybe just enjoying that until, yeah, I guess, reality hit.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That just resonated with me as well, as he probably wasn't. And sometimes that longing maybe does pause for us. Like, we get distracted or something, whether it's by an unrepentant like sin in our lives, or if it's we just get caught up with the day to day. But then for him, I mean, he was definitely humbled after what had happened, and he just had nothing. And that's probably when that longing to just, in that remembrance of who he was, like, he was his father's child.
Yeah.
He started thinking of that.
Yeah. It's like, it really hits him when he's there longing for the food of the pigs. And that's when he realizes, oh, it would be better to be a servant in my father's house than doing this. And he remembers what home is like.
Yeah. So I don't know. It makes me think maybe there is a gift in this yearning, this longing that we have towards home, whether that's a place or even just a person,
yeah,
that we're with that's home for us.
Yeah. And I think at the very least, it can help us yearn to be with God again.
Yes.
To look forward to the new creation. Look forward to what has been promised to us.
I love that so much. Yeah, like this life is incomplete. It is lacking. We're not living our lives like this is it. We know we have this promise and this hope in the life to come. And so maybe those times can really point us towards Jesus and towards that hope we have.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
How did you intend to benefit your hearers in their faith or life?
Yeah, so I wanted to benefit people just by helping them to look forward, to long for that homecoming with God. Kind of touched on a little bit earlier, just anticipating what is to come, that no matter how badly we long for home here on this earth, we have an eternal home in the new creation with God. And I kind of brought up the image of, like, you know, in the parable, the younger son is brought into this feast, and it kind of helps us anticipate a little bit that, you know, an image of the new creation is that eternal feast of the Lamb. And so I just think that's a powerful image, and just a powerful reminder of what what it is we're looking forward to, of where our ultimate home is, and it's with God. And it's here, on earth, new creation.
And how fitting that this is during the season of Lent, too, right?
Yeah. Like
we are already preparing ourselves for Easter, and I don't know, I think that's just good for us to remember as we approach Holy Week, we get to Easter, just that this is just right around the corner. Like Jesus is the first fruits of the resurrection. And because we're united to him in our baptisms, that means we're going to rise too one day. And like you had said, we're going to be part of that new creation, restored. With our loved ones, our brothers and sisters in Christ. And there's just a lot that we can't see right now that seems almost like a shadow, or it's just not what's clear now is sin and suffering, right?
Yeah.
Like everything on this side of things. And it's very, you know, it almost seems like a fog or just hazy what's to come. And that's not clear to us, but one day it's just going to be the opposite.
Yeah.
All the stuff, these struggles that we're dealing with now are so temporal, and they're nothing compared to what we'll have soon one day in the new creation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this wraps up the episode for today. Thank you for listening to our discussion. In case you missed Wednesday's sermon or you'd like to listen to it again, the link to the sermon is in the show notes. You can also find it on our church website, stjohndublin.org. If you, the listener, would like to submit a question about a sermon, please email us at podcast@stjohndublin.org. Thank you, Vicar, for joining me and for feeding us the word this week.
My pleasure.
All right, take care, you guys. Bye.
Bye.